This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is the week the rich and famous of the global economic set have been waiting for. The World Economic Forum has started in Davos, Switzerland, or I guess you say Davos, I don't know. Politicians will mingle with central bankers and CEOs for glorious days of gabbing and schmoozing and solving the world's problems, or not. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has been hanging out with the Davos skeptics.
It's one of the benefits of being the man who throws a multi-million dollar party. Everyone hangs on his every word, whatever he has to say.
The complexity, interconnectivity, and velocity of the global system represents ever-increasing...
Klaus Schwab, a German economist, is the founder of the annual Davos Jamboree.
This year, we come together under the theme Resilient Dynamism.
Presidents, prime ministers, and titans of industry have come together in Davos under that banner headline, Resilient Dynamism. Some observers are underwhelmed.
What on earth is resilient dynamism? I have no idea. You know, it's just typical management speak, you know, resilient dynamism. I mean, hilarious.
Louise Cooper of Cooper City Financial Consulting, she is not a Davos fan.
Davos is a big all-singing and dancing media extravaganza. You know, the Swiss make a fortune out of it, and lots of people get to have their ego massaged by being interviewed 50 times a day by various journalists. That is not what the world needs.
What the world needs, says Louise, is hard negotiating between governments to promote growth by preventing backdoor protectionism. That's hardly going to happen amid the backslapping festivities in Davos. Ruth Lee of the Arbuthnot Banking Group also has doubts about the forum.
It's not these sort of talk sessions that deliver the goods. It's actually the governments in individual countries. And that's where we should be looking rather than the odd talk shop.
Professor Philip Booth, a free market economist, is another Davos sceptic.
It just seems to be an opportunity for grandstanding by politicians and the leaders of big business.
And he doubts whether Davos serves as a useful pointer to the year ahead. Take the forum back in 2007.
As far as I'm aware, there was almost no discussion of the build-up of pressures which actually led to the financial crisis of 2008. There was lots of discussion about things like bird flu and that type of thing.
Bird flu's not under discussion this year, but everything else is. Quantitative easing, the fiscal cliff, income inequality, global warming, the future of Latin America, everything. Life itself. The vastness of the agenda is slightly reminiscent of a scene from a classic British science fiction movie.
Many millions of years ago, a race of hyper-intelligent, pan-dimensional beings...
In A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the most powerful computer in the universe is asked for the meaning of life. And after 7.5 million years, it comes up with an answer.
The answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe and everything is 42.
Yeah, 42?!
Cynics suggest the result of this year's deliberations in Davos may be just about as meaningful. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.